I'm ready to serve you again.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Is he in or is he out? We've been waiting for the National Hockey League and the National Hockey League Players Association to come down with a decision on Evgeny Dadonov. Is he going to be with the team or out of the team or a part of the Anaheim Ducks? Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story. We've been waiting for an answer. It looks like we may have one.
Yeah, we do, Kevin. It looks like Dadonov is heading back to the Golden Knights because Dadonov had a 10-team no-trade clause in his contract, and he was able to actually block the move. Anaheim was one of the teams that he said, hey, I don't want to play for these guys. So, by contract, he doesn't have to go. So, what the Knights were trying to do is send Dadonov and a conditional 2024 second-round pick to the Ducks for defenseman John Moore and the contract of injured forward Ryan Kesler, so they could gain more salary cap flexibility. Well, and the bottom line here, Kevin, is they were very disappointed with Dadonov, who has a $5 million salary cap hit, and he's under contract through next season. And he was supposed to drive the offense and help them, but hasn't really done so. 15 goals and 27 points in 62 appearances. That's not what they thought they were getting.
Wow. Well, there are salary cap implications. We can talk about that maybe in the next hour. There's salary cap implications that are involved here. And it really, it screws over the team's ability to get more offense. They've had two games, two shutouts, Minnesota and Winnipeg. And it wasn't in the way you'd normally want to be talking about shutouts.
No.
We were shut out.
No, it's awful.
For the last two games. And there's nothing we can do about it.
Nope.
Wow. Thanks, Jim.
You bet.
More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
From Washington, darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for, our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden heading to Brussels to have talks with European leaders about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says allied leaders will continue finding ways to stop the attack on Ukraine by Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Putin must end this war, allow aid and safe passage of civilians, and engage in real diplomacy.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says President Biden will roll out more sanctions against Russia tomorrow.
We, the United States, will announce a package of sanctions designations tomorrow that relate both to political figures, oligarchs, so individual designations, as well as entities and that'll be released tomorrow.
The Salem Radio Network, parent company of Town Hall News, is working with two major nonprofit organizations to rush food, water, and emergency supplies to millions of Ukrainian refugees. More information available at srnnews.com. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson says it's vital that Americans be able to trust the fairness of the courts.
Jackson told the panel it's important for the rule of law that the public believe in the judicial system.
And therefore choose to accept the rulings of the courts.
So important, Jackson says. She's explaining the legal system as part of her job as a judge.
Outreach to the public to explain what it is that we do inspire.
Republicans using the final day of their questioning to probe Jackson's views on topics like abortion and critical race theory. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 448 points, the NASDAQ dropping 186, the S&P 500 lower by 55, and oil up to $114.93 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
They're the Vegas dream team of criminal defense attorneys, Craig Hendricks and Frank Como. Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit. The other, chief of the Homicide Unit. Together, they're committed to you and your rights. Call 702-222-9999. Or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Gas prices in Las Vegas have jumped 32% in the last month, reaching a new average high every day over the past 2 weeks. AAA reports that as of yesterday, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Las Vegas was $5.21. That's up 3 cents from Monday, up 24 cents over the past week, and up $1.27 in the past month. Statewide, the Silver State had an average of $5.13, the second highest average gas price in the nation, behind California's $5.86 a gallon. Energy experts say Nevada's recent increase is largely due to refinery issues in California. Well, in a new intelligence poll, it indicates former Attorney General Adam Laxalt has a commanding lead in the Republican primary poll for U.S. Senate, and Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has a narrow lead in the Republican primary for governor. The survey shows Laxalt with 57%, Sam Brown with 19% in the Senate race. Governor's race, Lombardo leads 28%, former Senator Dean Heller with 22%, and North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee at 13%.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Looks like commuters are averaging about 55 miles per hour through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, but do expect some delays through the downtown construction zone. That's on Interstate 515, both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That number again, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Joining us now, we have him on every Wednesday. It kind of brightens up the midweek for us. He is Chuck Moore. He is the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us. You have been busy. There's been a lot going on.
There is. Right now I'm busy filling out an application for a second mortgage. I just filled up my gas tank, and geez.
It is bad.
I'll give Jim an update. I just left the gas station, $5.56 a gallon.
Oh, my gosh.
This is insane.
That is incredible. Well, it's not getting any better.
No, and it probably, I mean, it'll get better only because once we get closer to election time in November, because the Democrats, if these prices are up there at this same level next November, it's going to be a massive wipeout at the polls for Democrats, up and down the ballot.
I agree with you completely. I want to ask you, because we were all waiting with bated breath last Friday, the filing deadline for governor and for state treasurer and for all these different races. The filing closed at 5 o'clock on Friday, and what we found were 16 Republicans lining up around the block to run against Steve Sisolak. First of all, were you surprised at that number?
Not really. You know, a lot of people file. They pay their registration fee. I think it's $300 for governor. Just put their name on the ballot, and they can say that they were a candidate. But they're not serious contenders. If they were, they'd have already been in this race, and they've been out campaigning for months and months and months. We still have the top five candidates running for governor, and it's going to be one of those five.
And we had, the treasurer's race became more interesting when Michelle Fiore decided she was moving from the governor's race to the state treasurer's race. Is that winnable for her?
Oh, absolutely winnable in the primary. All the races in the general are going to be tough because, with the exception of the Secretary of State's race, where there won't be an incumbent on the ballot, the other five seats all have Democrat incumbents, and they have the advantages of, name ID. They're the incumbent. They have a money-raising advantage. And Republicans who want to challenge them have got to get through a primary, which is going to cost them money first, before they can, target the general election. And they're going to have to refill their coffers after the primary's over. So the Democrats still have an advantage, even if you acknowledge that there's, a red wave building. It's still tough to take out an incumbent in any race.
I want to ask you about the Senate race, which And now, I don't know if you've seen the polling, the new polling for Club for Growth, but it shows Adam Laxalt with a commanding lead in that particular race. What do you know about that race, and where are we in it?
Well, I know I have deep suspicions about that poll because it was done by Club for Growth, which just spent, I've seen reports that they just spent $750,000. I don't know if you got them, Kevin, but I know I got at least four, five, six mailers from them right before they did the poll. So it's kind of like they set themselves up to get this high number. So keep in mind, June is the election. Most of these candidates who just filed haven't really been doing as much as they will be doing come late April, early May, as far as communicating with the voters. So at the very least, it's a little bit premature, and at the worst, it's very suspicious that the poll was commissioned by the very group that did all these mailers for one of the candidates in the race.
Well, let me ask you, Club for Growth, name brand organization, and they have, by the way, endorsed Adam Laxalt's Senate bid, but the poll itself was done by a group called WPA Intelligence. What do we know about them? Are they name brand? Is it like Rasmussen or Gallup?
Oh, yeah. No, they're a well-established professional polling firm, no question about it. They may have even done polling for Adam Laxalt in the past, maybe during his gubernatorial race. I don't want to say that with certainty because I'm not sure. I've heard that, but I don't know that for sure. But, no, they are absolutely a reputable polling firm.
Okay. In the governor's race, we all knew that Dean Heller's got name recognition. He's got probably a lot of money left over from some of his previous campaigns. He comes in at 22% in this poll, 28% for Joe Lombardo. Are you surprised it's as close as it is?
It's another one that I have deep suspicions about that with Dean Heller. And it may be anecdotal on my part, but I don't see anybody out there with any kind of fervor for Dean Heller. I mean, he was a sitting United States senator who couldn't hold his seat in a statewide election. And the idea that people think that he is the best option for Republicans to defeat Steve Sisolak next November, that just defies common sense. I don't see it. I don't hear it. I don't feel it out there. But again, you'd have to get more details about the poll. If that poll surveyed mostly rural Nevada with very little in Clark County, then that would explain the skewed results toward Adam Laxalt and Dean Heller in those two races. So until you look deeper into the numbers, you really can't take it at face value. With that said, and I've had this conversation with folks, the newspaper story this morning showed those poll results, and the average voter isn't looking, you know, deeply into who was surveyed and what their propensity is, their likelihood to vote. The average voter isn't doing that. They're just seeing the headline, and that can help give a candidate momentum and can help a candidate raise additional money.
Well, and the fact that in the governor's race, at least, I believe it was the governor's race, 17% didn't know. They just weren't sure. And I guess my question is, are people really focused in on these races? I mean, are they, I get a sense that if you got 17% that don't know, then that tells me a lot of people just have not focused on this thing yet.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised. I think that number sounds a little bit low to me. Because there are so many candidates in this race, and now it is a governor's race, so the average person will pay attention to the governor's race before they ever start looking at legislative races and school board races. So, I get that, but I don't think that I'm not surprised that they're 17%. I actually wouldn't be surprised if it was higher than that, because the average voter out there probably won't really, really start tuning in for another 2-3 weeks, maybe, you know, another month. Toward the middle end of April is when a lot of voters are going to start tuning in, and then they'll start making their decisions.
And then in May, we'll start getting ballots. Is that right, the stay-at-home balloting?
My understanding is the mail-in ballots will probably go out around the first week in May. if not late April, but probably the first week in May. So people will get their mail-in ballots before early voting starts, which is why the campaigns really are going to have to start ratcheting up and start their mail programs the middle of April.
I'm curious, the stay-at-home voting and the vote by mail and all of that, in a partisan election, the Democrats versus the Republicans, I'm not sure who has the advantage, but I'm curious, in these primaries where it's Republican on Republican, who has the advantage in these two races?
As far as the individual candidates?
Yeah, the individual candidates. Is there any way, will the one that's got the most money end up having the advantage with this stay-at-home mail-in balloting thing, or is it possible that there's no impact at all?
No, it all depends on how they use their money. It's not necessarily the most money. It's how they use that money and what they do with it. When you're looking at this primary race, of course, you're only mailing to Republican voters. And then what you want to look at next, and I'm going through this with some candidates right now that I'm working with, how do you come up with a targeted list of likely voters? Now, in the past, you would say, well, they're a likely voter if, say, they voted in two of the last four primaries or three of the last four primaries. This is a difficult year now because we did the mail-in balloting for the first time in 2020. So if they voted by mail or they voted at all in the 2020 primary, they're likely to vote again in 2022. And you don't even look back at 2018 and 2016 the way you normally would. The other problem you've got is that other than statewide races, the lines have been drawn, redrawn. So voters who were in Assembly District 000 last time might be in Assembly District 001 this time. So you got to do a lot of finagling to get the exact list to make sure you have an accurate list that's going out. And then it's all about your mail program. When you start mailing and what your message is and whether it resonates. You got the advantage of, as you noted, Kevin, like Dean Heller, his advantage is primarily name ID at this point. Adam Laxalt has the advantage of name ID, having been on the ballot now twice statewide and having served 4 years as Attorney General. But that will change once you get to mid-April and voters start to tune in and start looking at the alternatives. The name ID will get you so far, but it's not going to necessarily get you over the finish line.
Are we beyond the point where fundraising becomes all important? I mean, is this one of these things where you get to a point where you've raised enough money that you've got enough money to get your message out? Or is it still going to be a focus of these campaigns?
Well, they still need to keep raising money, but each campaign, what they should have done going in was to draft a campaign plan with a budget that says, for example, our campaign plan means that we're going to do 10 mailers, and those mailers are going to go to 50,000 people, 50,000 households, so it's going to cost $25,000. I'm using really round numbers here, but, $25,000 per mailer. Our campaign plan is to do 10 mailers. We need $250,000. And just because the opponent has $1 million, if your plan is based on $250,000 and you got that $250,000, now you can go out and start talking to voters and doing a lot of other things. If you don't have your $250,000, you better be on the phone and going to donor meetings and raising that money, because that's going to be critical, and we're getting real close to that point.
Want to take you halfway across the world because President Biden is en route to Brussels and meetings with NATO. Do you have any expectation that he's going to be able to get anything done while he's there? He's going there, and he's also going to Poland.
My expectations are that he's going to make a bad situation worse. He is just absolutely horrible. Remember, Barack Obama, who probably knows him as well, if not better than anyone else, that famous quote of his, never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to mess things up, although he used a different four-letter word. It's been proved true. I mean, he's been in office now for over a year, and it just seems like everything this guy touches just turns to dirt.
I'm curious what you think of Kamala Harris, because she is, you want to talk about somebody that's messed up, she's really messed up. And I tell you what, I pray every night for the health of our president, because the idea of having Kamala Harris in the White House is scary.
She's an absolute embarrassment. We all know that She had zero qualifications to be vice president of the United States. She was picked solely based on race and gender. And this is where this is the problem that you have when you start picking people on identity politics rather than on qualifications, experience, and ability. And she's living proof of that. And I think we're seeing the same thing right now in these hearings for the next Supreme Court justice. Joe Biden said he was going to pick a black woman, and that's what he did. And she can't answer basic questions. She can't define what is a woman. She has no opinion on when life begins. And this is going to be someone sitting on the highest court in the land. This whole administration is nothing but one major embarrassment.
Well, we're into day three now of the Ketanji Brown Jackson hearings. Any surprises? I mean, it's obvious she's going to be confirmed. Is that right?
Yes, I don't see there isn't a single Democrat that will vote against her, not even Joe Manchin or Kristen Sinema. So she's going to get confirmed. The real question here now on our side is which Republicans are going to vote for her. When Amy Coney Barrett was up for a vote for Supreme Court seat, not a single Democrat voted for her. She got elected with just Republican votes. It's going to be interesting to see if any Republicans, and I'm guessing at least a handful will, are going to vote for KJB, despite the fact that she's really wholly unqualified for this position.
Wow. If folks want to find Muth's Truth, I love Muth's Truth. You're writing about different stuff, all politics, and having some fun from time to time. But I love reading your stuff. If they want to catch up on it, how do they do it?
Just go to freenewsletterfromchuck.com, freenewsletterfromchuck.com.
You always make it so easy. I just love that.
I did that just for you, Kevin.
Hey, Chuck, thanks, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
You got it. Have a great afternoon.
There you go. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. Oh, I just love it. Live and local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman.